ACLs are such, there's a, it's a bitch ass ligament.
It really is.
They pop every, they pop more than anything.
Anytime you make a cut. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what needs to change with ACLs. Something.
It's going to become a genetic, like, evolution. It's ridiculous how many people tear their ACL.
Dude, the ACLs tear.
Even if De'Aaron King is back, I think you sit him against Alabama.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Stadium Drive Podcast. Now, before we get into any shenanigans and sports and whatever else, I'm going to give you an opportunity to hear about our two great sponsors. All right. The first one, Georgia Beer Company. It's absolutely delicious. Listen, if you like beer, you're going to love the Georgia Beer Company. Georgia Beer Company is Georgia's southernmost brewery. It's locally owned and operated right here in Valdosta, Georgia. You can visit their tap room at 109 South Briggs Street. They have a great atmosphere, great people, live music, food trucks, games. They have a ton more. The beers are absolutely amazing. Like I've said, the Field Party Blonde Ale is my favorite. Yeah, but if you're not in Valdosta, check them out at your local liquor store or your nearest Publix. This is in Georgia only. I don't make the rules. I apologize. They're coming to more states soon, so just trust the process. You must be 21 years or older to drink. Please drink responsibly. And also, coming back, another sponsor we have with us that we've had before, Manscaped. Manscaped is an absolutely amazing company. They're life-changing. I don't have the full script yet. Sorry, my fault. But what you need to do is you know, the products sell themselves. So just go to manscaped.com, check out all the great products, use our promo code STADIUM for 20% off and free shipping. You seriously can't beat it. One of my favorite products is the shampoo and the nose trimmer, waterproof nose trimmer, weed whacker. It's legit. So check them out. All right. Let's get into some sports. All right, we're back. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Stadium Drive Podcast. I got Joe. I got Brad back from vacation.
Finally.
Yeah, I know.
2 week vacation.
Feels good to be back, boys.
Goes on vacation every month. We talked about that last episode.
Yeah, good to have you, Brad. Brad.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yep.
Missed you guys.
Feeling under the weather. Not feeling.
You are?
Yeah, a little tired.
Flu game today?
Could be flu pod.
COVID game?
I don't know. New Year's. So, what? First podcast of 2021. We broke some shit on Twitter, but we'll talk about that here in a little bit. What did you guys do for New Year's? Did y'all stay up till 12?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was asleep.
I was in Rocky Top Country.
Okay.
Bunch of salty Tennessee fans.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah. I think I went to sleep at like 8:30, maybe 9. I hadn't.
Getting old, dude.
I'm very big on going to sleep real early.
You didn't work the next day, did you?
No.
He just doesn't like those fireworks.
I don't see how you slept with the fireworks.
I fucking hate, like, fireworks are the stupidest purchase. A person, you get a thing of fireworks, and I apologize to you, firework guys. You get firecrackers or whatever, and you get a lighter, and you light it. Shout out JPP. It goes in the air, it blows up, and you're like, wow. And then you're like, there goes $85 on a bottle rocket. That was fucking awesome. Yeah,
it's America, dude.
I know. I was sick of damn fireworks. I did hear a bunch of fireworks. And it kind of stems back to 4th of July in Daytona Beach. We did not sleep a wink the entire night for fireworks going off. Like I feel like they were going off next door in the hotel room. It was horrible.
I will say it's awesome in Daytona when you're up on one of them beach balconies. Like the 30th floor, and they're blowing up in your face.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was, like, cool to watch it and stuff like that. But when it got bedtime, no bueno. no bueno at all. Are Pigeon you guys
Forge. Yeah, busy. Pigeon Forge? Busy around Christmas and New Year's.
It I think is. Pigeon Forge is pretty much busy 24/7, like year round.
It is, yeah, it's busy, guys. You got to plan like 30 minutes in advance to go like 2 miles.
Yeah.
On that parkway.
I've been to Pigeon Forge a handful of times, never been in the wintertime, which is ass backwards. You would think you go to the mountains in the wintertime. I've always been in the summer for some weird reason.
But, me too. I've never been it.
Really?
No, never been. I've always been I've been like three times.
When we were traveling up there, we traveled the day after it snowed. There's people like sliding off in the ditches and stuff as we were getting.
Good Lord.
So yeah. It did snow up there when you were up there. Yeah.
It snowed 2 days before we got there. So it snowed on Christmas Eve. And then it was like iced over the day we got there. It hadn't been cleaned up yet.
Yeah.
So people were all over the place.
Oh.
And then it rained and then it went away. So.
Yeah. Are you guys resolution guys? You guys have a resolution?
No.
No? Not big resolution.
I used to be a resolution guy and then I just never follow it. And I just live the same life that I lived.
Essentially what I do.
I saw on Twitter that you want to give up sodas.
I do.
It's a good resolution.
I mean, I'm not a resolution guy. It's just that the timing on that tweet was bad because it does sound like a resolution. I'm weak bitch though. I can't. It's dude, so hard.
Coke Zero, dude.
Maybe there needs to be some kind of challenge or something.
Coke Zero is disgusting.
Coke Zero tastes just like Coke.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
A bunch of people were like sparkling water and like Crystal Light. I don't think I've ever had a sparkling water.
Sparkling water is pretty good. You've had a White Claw. That's kind of counts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's true. Huh. I don't know, but yeah. Not a huge resolution guy. It's just whatever to me, honestly. It's meh.
Well, I mean, the gym is just packed out when January, like, 3rd and 4th rolls around.
Yeah. So
that's most people's resolution.
All right. Well, I guess we'll get into some sports and
a lot of sports to talk about.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit to talk about, and I hope we don't miss anything. I guess we'll start out first with saying Jimbo Fisher is 7-0 at Hard Rock Stadium. He owns that stadium. North Carolina's offense was emotionally exhausted. Yada, 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 whatever. I didn't really care about that game. Didn't watch too much of it. The Clemson-Ohio State game.
Did not see that coming.
Shock City. Justin Why Fields.
Ohio State was just fresher because they didn't have to play with seven games.
Well, of course.
I don't think that's what it is.
Justin Fields had one of his worst games of his career against Northwestern, and then he turns around and has arguably the best game of his career against Clemson.
I mean, big-time players make big-time plays. A lot of Georgia fans don't like that, but, I mean, I miss him.
He made himself a lot of money in that game.
He went from a fourth pick to the second pick.
Gutsy, yeah, too.
Somebody will trade up to get him second.
Gutsy with the – I mean, did they ever come out with the diagnosis on his ribs? I know he talked about post-game. They said they didn't give me a diagnosis.
Yeah, that's some what's the coach's name for Varsity Blues? What's his name?
I don't know.
Kind
of blank.
That's some varsity blues shit. Give him a shot, send him back out.
John something.
Kilmer. John Kilmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kilmer. Yeah, that was some varsity blues shit. Just give him a shot, send him back out.
Ohio State's offensive line is so good. I mean, Clemson couldn't get any pressure on Fields. The running back is ridiculous.
Trey Sermons is so good.
So good. Really good. Now, I don't think they're going to beat Alabama. I think Alabama will beat them pretty easily.
What if they did, though?
Asterisk.
Yeah, I hate to agree with Joe on anything in this world, but it would have to be an asterisk.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. They didn't play but eight games.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
They didn't play but eight games.
Yeah, but you want to talk about how they're trash and they play Northwestern and then they beat Clemson.
Okay.
They might be just be I mean, people, you can't have both ways. You can't be like, oh, they're trash, they can't be in, and then they go in and they beat Clemson.
You can be good. Nobody's saying Ohio State's trash. Ohio State's a good football team. They're probably they're the second best team in the nation. But you can say they're good and still don't think that it shouldn't be an asterisk. There's never been a team play that few times. They don't have to risk any injury. I mean, Justin Fields got hurt last game. What if he got hurt in game 9 in the regular season?
Yeah. This man, Trey Sermon, has taken handoffs from Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Fields.
Jeez. I got a question from that game. Was that targeting?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. He dropped his head and hit him with the crown of the
helmet. Was he supposed to do? Look to the sky?
I don't know.
No.
Justin Fields did spin into him.
It doesn't matter. You still can't duck your head like that.
It was just bang, bang. I think it was bad form tackling. And see,
it's bad form tackling. Exactly. Well, you shouldn't be ejected.
It's not targeting. I wouldn't say it's targeting. The guy just did tackle correctly.
Yeah, that's a foul.
I hate the stupid-ass targeting rule.
I said it on Twitter. I said on Twitter, and it's the best idea ever. College football should go to a yellow card, red card. 2 yellow cards, you get ejected. Or if it's like a vicious, like terrible foul, give them a red card, they're ejected.
When like, you go to that, tackle somebody like in the game, waist, when you go to that, tackle somebody in the waist, where's your head go?
Beside him.
Yeah, beside him. And then Fields spun into him. So when he's going to tackle him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a bang, bang.
He spins like, into him and he hits him.
It's still a foul. It's still a flag.
I hate that. See, I hate that when they do that. I hate when Kyle Pitts freaking ducks his head and he gets crushed in the Georgia-Florida game and they call it targeting when he's bracing himself. He puts his head down and he gets hit in the head. Not targeting.
Yeah.
Just a bang, bang play that happened that when you could super slow-mo it down, it looks like it was bad. It was bad for him. It was a Ryan Shazier tackle. I mean –
Yeah,
Jesus,
it really was. It was a bad tackle. That is how you could paralyze yourself. Honestly,
God,
that's
it really is. It was a bad. That's what that was more alarming than it was. Oh, he led with the crown of his helmet. He had his head down.
Yeah. Exactly.
That
they
need to. I mean, it's
gonna yellow card, red card.
Yeah, it needs to be fixed somehow, some way. But I really thought Clemson was going to come back in this game. Like, I kept – like, when Fields threw the interception in the end zone, I was like, oh, here we go. Here comes the comeback.
I thought that too. But then it was just Clemson's secondary was so overmatched. So, Ohio State's got some receivers.
Good receivers.
Were you guys cheering for Clemson?
Absolutely I was.
Not.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. No. Okay, so, Joe, so the reason why I bring that up is I saw a lot of people being like, We in the ACC aren't like the SEC where we're just like, oh, all SEC teams got to win.
That's true.
Which I agree with. I don't like that. I don't root for Alabama. I don't root for Florida. I want both of those teams to lose.
Yeah. See, I agree with that. But I was going for Clemson just because I was like, Ohio State's played 2 games. And I don't care about them. So
if Dabo wouldn't have said his stuff after the Florida State game, then I would have been a lot more open or more neutral. But –
See, and maybe that's why
he ran his mouth. So,
oh, he ultimately deserved what he got. I'm so glad that he was clowned all over Twitter.
Yes.
See, that might be why I went for Clemson's because of all that shit he was talking. Man, he was talking some shit. Anyways, yeah, dude, I just always thought they were going to come back until, obviously, you know, like early fourth quarter, or maybe midway through the third. I was like, yeah, this shit's over with. Definitely surprised me. I don't know. Trey Sermon's, I'd hate to keep bringing him up, but he's made himself some money the past 2 weeks. For sure. He's a senior. He balls out against Alabama. Yeah. Other game, Alabama Notre Dame. Easiest pick in the history of.
When are we going to stop talking about Notre Dame? Like when?
I don't know.
We just need to stop.
Well, the problem was there was no other team to put them in.
Yeah. I would rather have A&M in.
But you saw A&M should have got beat by North Carolina, who didn't have any players.
I'm a Big Mac A&M.
Yeah.
Big Mac Maronga.
Sure. I mean, A&M showed that they're not – I mean, they would have just got blown out too. It doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Nobody you put in that game against Alabama stood a chance.
I just would rather have seen a Alabama-Texas A&M rematch as opposed to Notre Dame just getting squashed by Alabama, I wish they which we all knew was going to happen.
I wish they would have put Cincinnati in, looking back at it now.
Yeah, I don't – I wouldn't
made
mind
it,
that.
It would have made it – even if they killed Cincinnati – it still would have made it a whole lot more interesting because everybody knew that they were going to destroy Notre Dame.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They were bad. I couldn't imagine being a Notre Dame fan. Then again, I'm a Georgia fan, and it's actually kind of worse.
That's true. But yeah.
I mean, you're expected to win. When you're Notre Dame and you're number four, you know you're going to lose.
Yeah. I expected Alabama to score more points, though. I didn't expect them to just, man.
Notre Dame's got a decent defense, man.
Yeah,
Notre Dame. I honestly think Notre Dame's better than A&M to me. I think Notre Dame's defense is good. They just, I mean, Alabama's just so much better than everybody else.
Alabama's better.
I'm actually kind of surprised that we're surprised about the Clemson Ohio State game, though, to be honest.
You were surprised?
I'm surprised that everybody. I mean, I'm surprised about the loss, but then again, I'm kind of like Clemson really wasn't amazing this season. I mean,
I think a lot had to do with the way Ohio State looked against Northwestern. Like they hadn't played many games.
Yeah, that makes
they
sense.
Barely beat Northwestern, so it was like, okay, Clemson's just got talent. They're gonna roll. But
that, and I mean, Fields hadn't looked amazing. He threw a couple picks against Indiana, then like you said, Northwestern. The other game, Georgia Cincinnati. That was a great game.
Yeah.
Great. That was like the best game of the
– Yeah, this bowl season.
Bowl season, yeah.
That was a very good game. Cincinnati shot themselves in the foot. They ran out of bounds like twice.
No, Georgia first. Georgia calling a timeout to punt the ball was idiotic.
But then
Cincinnati saved them from going out of bounds twice.
Yeah.
And then they did something – oh, they threw the ball on third and two.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't know if I hate that as much. I mean, it's risky. And if you don't complete it, which they didn't, you're basically saying we're probably going to lose. But, I mean, he was open. If you complete the pass, the game's over. So, I don't know if I necessarily hate that as much. It's just a really, really risky thing to do.
I thought one of the smartest things that happened in that game was when Kirby decided to kick that field goal and trust his defense that allowed Hot Pod to win the game because
is that a dude's nickname?
Yeah, Hot Pod.
They call him Hot Pod.
Hot Pod.
Jeez. Pod Lesney.
Oh,
because it was Hot Rod. It's going off a of Hot Rod from
Rodrigo. Yeah, I got that.
Hot Pod.
I question that. All right. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't a bad throw from JT towards the end.
He didn't look great. Honestly, he didn't look great in the game. That was a good pass, but what a catch by Pickens though when he laid out for that.
Which time? Every catch is a great catch by Pickens.
I mean, he either
drops the ball, an easy pass or makes a ridiculous
acrobatic catch.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah.
JT didn't look great though with the deep ball.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking news: DeMarcus Van Dyke is going to Utah State.
Yep, that is true. I was going to mention that. Let me scratch that off the list. Going to coach some corners. Good for him, though. Oklahoma absolutely rolled Florida. Florida's going to be dirty brown water trash next year. I don't think Florida's going to be very good next year.
No, they're going to be horrible.
They're going to be trash.
I love it.
It's funny.
I mean, should we talk about Mullen right now?
We can, yeah. I mean, Mullen's probably not going to be there.
Where does he go?
I hope he
stays. Jets?
Why do you hope he stays?
Because he can't he's a good coach. He can't recruit. I don't want Florida to get lucky and get somebody who can coach and recruit. Like, yeah, they could risk not having a good hire, but if they get a guy that can recruit, I think that would affect Florida State, Miami more.
Mama Mullen's gonna be lost.
And now,
right.
And now recruits know that he's trying to leave or wants to leave. That's going to hurt him even more. Like, why would you commit to him now that you know that eventually he's going to keep trying to get a new job?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
So I hope I personally hope he stays.
There's been shit about him in the past, though, about how he really wants to be an NFL coach. So I'm not surprised at all. Also not surprised at all that he's trying to be an NFL coach this year. He's going to leave a roster that's depleted, or not necessarily depleted, but very young. New quarterback, new, you know, a ton of guys are leaving this year.
Yeah.
Trask didn't look good at all. Nope. Trask had 3 picks. He did not look good at all.
See, this is why I hate that they finished the Heisman voting early. I think Najee Harris should be top 4. I think it's bullshit that he's not.
Yeah. I think it's kind of unanimous. Devontae Smith deserves it, though.
Yeah. He's a different animal. I mean,
He reminds me of a wide receiver that I used to make on NCAA and just dominate.
Have you seen that video going around, or that picture going around of his arms about to his kneecaps, his hands?
Yeah, it's
dude's wingspan is insane.
Yeah, dude has like a ginormous reach. Crazy.
I bet my arms are pretty long for my body. I bet.
Okay. Did you finish Yellowstone?
I did. I'm upset.
You gotta watch Yellowstone, have you, Brad?
I need to, though.
Yeah, you missed
it. You do.
I'll have plenty of time here soon.
Did you like season 3?
I did until the end.
You did till the end or didn't till the end?
I did till the end.
To me, it was as boring until the end.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there was action at the end, but how the end happened, I was like, nah. I don't want to give anything away for Brad. We'll talk about it later, but I just don't like – I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway –
All right, back to sports.
Yep, some transfers. Raymond Woody III.
Wait. What? What about the Miami game?
Oh, well, I was going to do that all. Okay, we can do that.
Let's go to the Miami game.
Yeah, okay. We were down 21-0. I went to sleep. no, it was halftime.
Down 21-0. It was like 21-7.
Was it 21-10 at half?
It was 21-10 at half.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to apologize to the Miami fans?
For what?
You're the reason why Derek King tore his ACL.
How?
You talk crap about Mackenzie Milton when he committed to Florida State.
Oh, I don't care about that. I'll still talk shit about Mackenzie Milton. I don't care about that.
It is your fault, though.
Whatever. I know a lot of the school and the staff and some 24/7 sports guys are saying that he will be back by Bama, but if Miami fans, do not get your hopes up for that at all.
He might be back, but he ain't gonna be 100%.
No.
People heal differently. Sometimes ACLs take a year. Sometimes they take 6 months.
When he tore his meniscus at Houston in November, and said when he came back for the start of the season, he wasn't 100%.
Yeah, so it's just
– so there's no – I don't see him being 100%.
Think about JT Daniels' recovery.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody's different. Who knows? It's going to be Garcia and TVD. Kosi will be gone. I fully expect Kosi to leave, and I don't blame him at all. He wants to play. He wants to play.
Is your Miami going into next year, is it affected any? Like, are you still as high on where you think they'll be next year? Or have you not thought about that at all?
No, I really haven't thought. I mean, it's hard to say right now. I just got to see how this defensive staff works out and see what the hires are and all this other.
Was Banda your favorite?
I like Banda.
Defensive coach?
I like Banda. Banda was a good recruiter. A lot of people, there's some people that didn't like Banda. I don't really know why. I did like him, though. So I can't blame the guy for bettering himself and getting a full-time DC job because he was co-DC. I don't know. I've been told multiple times Mike Rump will not be retained. It hasn't came out yet, but that's what I have been told.
Who?
Oh, Mike Rump, our cornerback coach, was arguably the worst cornerback coach in the history of cornerback coaches. One cool thing about Banda leaving – or it's kind of whatever. We tweeted it out at 9:46 and said he was going to take the job, that it was going to be announced Tuesday. And then Bruce Fieldman tweets it out about 2.5 hours later. So shout out to his sources for getting to him a little late. Yeah, I mean, my initial feeling with King is that it was an ACL, because I always think the worst. I'm like, oh, no, especially I just knew it was an ACL. ACLs are such – it's a bitch-ass ligament.
It really is.
They pop every – they pop more than anything.
Anytime you make a cut, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what needs to change with ACLs. Something needs to change with ACLs. I'm sick of them.
It's going to become a genetic, like, evolution. It's ridiculous how many people tear their ACL.
Dude, the ACLs tear –
Even if De'Aaron King is back, I think you sit him against Alabama. Especially if he's not 100%. If he's like 80, 90%, no way in hell I'd try him out against Alabama.
I don't blame that. That game's a lot. The only way – and here it goes. I'm going to be a fake fan for a minute. The only way we win that game against Alabama is if Alabama forgets to show up.
I think, too, if you put De'Aaron King out there and they – he gets hurt again, or they get crushed. It's the first week, ain't it? First game?
Yeah.
So they don't put him out there, right? And he's like 80, 90%, and you guys lose. Well, if they put him in week two or week three and you guys win out, you know, that really doesn't.
Yeah. So if you win out and be like, hey, we didn't have De'Aaron King, we'd probably beat you off. If King.
And then that for the committee, too. If they just come out and they're just balling, that just could be.
It's just, I mean, I know Alabama's going to be replacing a lot of people and likely a quarterback, you know, every first round receiver they have, but they're just going to be reloading. It's not going to be our wide receivers love Instagram too much to catch the ball. So that's the thing.
That's what you missed.
Yeah. Well, I rewatched it. I watched it. I rewatched.
Good God.
Yeah. Cosey.
8, I think.
Yeah.
Worst hands I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, D. Wiggins. He's got the worst hands in the ACC. Statistically speaking, he has the worst hands in the ACC.
Yeah, he's off. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to look. Is he a Ron Dugan's guy? He probably is. Son of a bitch.
Probably. Sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I woke up Friday – Thursday morning, went to work and we got off early, but I had all these text messages that was like, Cosey's balling out, like text messages and DMs about like, Cosey's playing a great game, Cosey's balling out. So I was like, okay, let me check this out. So I rewatched it. And yeah, the wide receivers, garbage. Cannot catch anything.
How do you feel about Cam Harris coming back?
It's whatever. I mean, it's good.
I think he takes away carries from better running backs.
From both freshmen. And he was unhappy this year because his carries went down. So he's not
as good as Chaney Orr.
He's probably just going to be unhappy. I mean, shout out to him for coming back. It's good depth, but he's likely to be just unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much. DeAndre Johnson, linebacker transfer from Tennessee, who will play defensive end at Miami. He announced he was entering the portal. I'm bad on days and dates, but the day that he entered, we put it on Twitter 5 minutes later that he was a heavy Miami favorite. I had already known that he was going to commit to Miami, and he commits to Miami a couple days later. 28 tackles, 4.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles in 8 games. He's just going to be a bridge. He's a lot better than like a Zach McLeod or somebody that we would potentially have on the D end, but he's not a Roche. He's not a Phillips. He's got potential, but I mean, I'll go on Rick. I mean, Jermaine Johnson's better, but he's going to be a guy. He's just going to be a bridge, good depth.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. The other silent commit for Miami that I mentioned like 2 weeks ago on here. That's I don't like silence. I didn't really buy into it, but the more I've learned that this kid is definitely coming to Miami, he's not in the portal yet. expected to enter this week from a big-time SEC school. It'll excite Miami fans at a position of need. This is why we haven't really went after any – I'll just say it. This is why we really haven't went after any cornerbacks, because we have one coming in. It's what I was told.
So, there's another one that you blew up with – not where it blew up our notifications, where T2, Maryland.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Dodged a bullet. I'm not going to star chase. Every Miami fan, a majority of the Miami fans wanted him, didn't want him.
Red flag. If you commit to Maryland,
yeah, that's a red flag.
You have red flags.
He'll be in the portal, and I mean, I don't want to talk bad about the kid or anything, but like if you go back, if you look at his recruitment, it was Florida, and then it was Auburn, then it was Tennessee, then it was Nebraska, then it was all these other schools. Like the kid was definitely wanting to get out of Miami. He wanted to get out of Miami due to some like personal things, and it's whatever. But I'm not just going to star chase and be like, oh my God, he's a five-star. We need him. No.
Yeah. At the end of the day, use common sense. He's five-star talent going to Maryland.
That
you don't need to say anything else.
That Bama passed on, that Clemson passed on, that Georgia passed on. I mean, what? I mean, So some people, that's just how it is. Anyways, more transfers. Now can we talk transfers?
That's what we've been talking, transfers.
I mean, you're right. Raymond Woody, I messaged. So I got a text message. Yeah, I know. I got a text message and was like, Raymond Woody's entering the portal. And I was like, I don't remember him. And I was going to, I was going to text you and be like, hey, I'm not trying to joke, but like, who is this? And then I realized
he's not good. He's FAU level talent.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the favorite. Go with Taggart and his dad, who's at FAU.
Yeah.
More than likely the landing spot. South Carolina quarterback Ryan Helinski.
He started for them?
I think he started for a little bit.
He's the one who beat Georgia.
Oh yeah, that was awful. Yeah.
I think Arkansas State. I don't know how to pronounce this guy from Charlotte's name. Ty Crawford from Charlotte.
going to Arkansas.
Yeah, that's a lock.
He was committed to Arkansas. Then he couldn't get the grades, so he went to Charlotte. And 1 year in Charlotte, I guess he has the grades. He's always wanted to be at Arkansas.
Yeah.
He's going to go to Arkansas. And why wouldn't you? They have Sam Pittman, good coach.
Yeah.
Play in the SEC.
Great coach.
Don't blame him. Don't blame him for going to Arkansas.
Yeah, Sam Pittman. I clowned on Arkansas for potentially not winning a game.
We all did.
Yeah, Sam Pittman's a great coach. He's a good coach.
Should beat Auburn.
Should have beaten Auburn. Should have beaten a couple teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Eric Gilbert looks like Georgia. I've heard some Tennessee rumblings.
Why would you go to Georgia?
I don't know why, honestly.
That makes no sense.
I really don't know why.
They don't use the tight end. They have a 6'15" LeBron James looking tight end already on the roster. Like, why would you go? I do not understand that.
I don't know. That's
just what it looks like. Well, I do understand, but dumb decision.
Yeah. So, other than that, as far as transfers that we can kind of speak on, that's about really that we know of.
Yeah.
I've kind of already talked.
Trying to think of any Florida State.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's – I mean, there's some guys that could potentially still come out and leave for Miami. Like, I still think Brevin Jordan's going to stay. I think Phillips is going to stay. I know we talked about this last week. Nesta will stay.
Phillips who?
Not Phillips. Damn it. Phillips is already gone. But Bubba Bolden.
I hate that dude.
I'm glad you called
that. Dude's face.
Why do you hate that dude?
He's a punk.
Why?
He just seems douchey.
What did he ever do to you?
I just the way he looks on this and like on the sidelines and stuff and like his mannerisms. I don't think he's that good.
He did. Ever since he like broke his nose, he did go kind of downhill. I will say that. Yep.
I don't think he's gone. Yep. But so faster than.
Yeah. Miami staff. I don't really. There's word out there that Todd Stroud's going to take an off the field job, but he'll take that. He'll take that. But Manny has got to find the right guy for defensive line coach. If Manny doesn't find the right one for defensive line coach, he'll stay.
I don't understand why Miami fan – like, Miami's defense is Manny Diaz's defense. So what does it matter about the defense? Like, it's all like, we got to fire the defense coordinator. We got to get rid of him. We're not going to do anything.
I mean,
so
I know.
It's Manny Diaz's defense. If you're gonna change Miami's defense, you have to fire Manny Diaz.
See, I agree with you on that. And here's the thing. This is another thing I kind of want to touch on. Like, so Manny fired Enos last year after 1 year, and it kind of spoiled Miami fans because now what do they expect? They expect a coach to be fired every single season, no matter what. And it's just not going to happen with the defense. Like, don't get me wrong. I'd like some changes on defense. Our defense was not good this year overall, but it's just not realistic to just fire coaches every single year. And this is Blake's second year. They lost 3 games. Like, if you, every defense gave up points this year, and I'm not taking up for him or anything like that, but just is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, but that's the thing though. Like, he fired Enos after 1 season. Well, okay. That's true.
Well, it's a lot easier to fire an offensive coach when the defense is not good because of you.
Yeah, we were scoring like 13 points last year.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. It is what it is. Anybody?
What do y'all think about Sark going to Texas?
I like it.
I do too.
I'm not a big fan.
What makes you not like it?
Because he's got a lower winning percentage than Tom Herman. I just don't think he's a good fit.
Yeah, but that's when he was an alcoholic.
That's true. I just
– he's probably hungover. I mean, you got to think.
You're right. Wait and see, I guess. I don't know.
I think he's been around Saban long enough now. His stock has never been higher.
That's true.
I think he's proved that he can run an offense. If he can get somebody to run a defense.
Will Muschamp.
I think Texas – maybe, yeah.
I think he's a better fit at Texas than he would have been at Auburn.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Will Muschamp or Cincinnati's defensive coordinator?
Oh my God, I would go after him in a second.
Yeah, so would I.
Dude, yeah, I would say whatever you want to get paid, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Texas has the money too.
Oh yeah. So I would definitely do that. That would be amazing. And Texas they've been recruiting pretty good. They have some talent.
Yeah. So. I wonder where Tom Herman ends up. I wonder if he'll be back as an assistant somewhere. Or I wonder who Bama gets as OC. I heard Bill O'Brien was in town in Tuscaloosa today.
They're going to hire some former head coach. They'll hire some. I don't know if I'd go Bill O'Brien, but.
Yeah. Butt chin.
Horrible chin.
He's got one of the worst chins in sports.
He's got one of the worst chins in the nation. I mean,
you got to grow a big ass beard if you have a chin.
I don't understand why he does
it. Yeah. All right. Well, NFL. We'll briefly talk on NFL, then we'll let everybody go.
On Rams.
Rams. What are they doing right now? Okay.
Big Rams guys still.
Or no, Rams are winning, and if the Rams win, then the Bears are going to be in the playoffs.
Wow, he's a big Rams guy, not only for the Super Bowl, but also for.
No, I'm out on. No, I'm out in golf's out.
Yeah.
Shout out the Bills for absolutely destroying the Dolphins.
Golf bailed you out there, because I would have made you stick to the Rams.
Dude, the Packers have got to be the favorite.
Packers are. I mean, maybe the Giants though. If.
What?
If the Washington football team loses tonight, my boys are in.
My Washington football team is not going to lose.
We need to talk about. We need to talk about how happy. Like, Brad was quiet all game. They stop the they get an interception in the end zone, a minute left, running the clock
I can't
out.
Believe I texted and almost jinxed it. I almost jinxed it.
Immediately after we get the text, there goes Galvin trying to fumble.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
We were going to be.
I was like, why did I just do that?
We were going to be wolves to like a little baby deer if Brad jinxed that. It was going
to
be nasty.
Been no team ever in the history of the NFL that has been to the playoffs after starting 0-5.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
not a good thing on the Giants. That's just.
It's not a good thing, but it. People ask me, do I want a draft pick? Or do I want to see him play in a playoff game? And honestly, I've been rooting for a draft pick for 4 years. Let's change it up. I'm tired of damn.
I get that. I think you're in a it's a win-win situation. If you get in, great. You get to watch a playoff
game. Crushed by the – the thing is with the Bucks. Now, the Bucks are clicking on all cylinders right now with Antonio Brown and all those guys.
Good.
Yeah. But we were leading the Bucks like 17-3 at halftime when we played them earlier this season. And – the Giants, let's be honest, are Tom Brady's kryptonite in the playoffs. So, maybe it was Eli Manning. But, I don't know. I would just be excited to watch playoff football. I honestly – I don't know if they have
wanting to go and watch a playoff game and you've been rooting for a draft pick. But, dude, this is – like, you need a receiver. If Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith would fall in my lap at wherever the Giants would pick – early, I would be really, really, really excited about.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I agree with that. But also, we can get somebody with caps with like the cap we have. Like, I don't know.
You guys are forgetting my team plays tonight against a very depleted Eagles team.
Jalen Hurts looks way better than Carson Wentz did. That's a different team.
He does.
Washington's gonna get in. Let's be honest. I really believe Washington's going to beat – Eagles don't care. Eagles don't want to be there.
Eagles want to spoil somebody's chances to win.
They'll spoil the Giants by losing.
Don't do that to me. I'm fine.
All right, so is anybody surprised that Cam Newton's not going to be back with the Patriots?
No.
All right. I got a hot take on this. I think this is one of the hoodie's best decisions ever. It's because he brought in Cam Newton. People knew he was an MVP, you know, went to the Super Bowl. He's a complete opposite of Tom Brady. And now they bring in Cam Newton. He's horrible. And now their next quarterback just has to be better than Cam Newton. He doesn't have to be better than Tom Brady. So I think that is an absolute, like, genius move to bring that guy in for a year. If it works, great. If it doesn't, okay, we're on from Tom Brady. Now we just need to be better than Cam Newton.
Our boy Trey Lance is going to New England.
Oh, man. Damn,
I feel it. I feel it.
Oh man, dude, what a fit! Speaking of Belichick, have y'all seen the Belichick and Saban documentary, The Art of Coaching?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I think you even mentioned it. Yeah,
that's great. That's a great documentary.
It was really good, Joe. You need to watch it.
Saban's office, huge,
legit. It was funny because there was like, hey. Can you guys leave the room for us to just talk privately? And then
we just want to talk about football.
That's all I was talking about. Hey, do you still run 4-3? Like, but yeah, I don't know. But the NFL really gets interesting next week, or you know, when playoffs start. That's when it really gets fun.
Yeah, can't wait to see the exit of the Ravens again.
That's inevitable. That's coming.
I want to know who they're projected to play in the first round. I don't know. The AFC is tough, dude. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, the AFC is brutal. Chiefs. Yeah. It's gonna be Chiefs Packers, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's smart. If the pack,
I would love to see Chiefs Packers. That would be a showdown.
Yeah, really would be.
I would like to see that too.
Aaron Rodgers is an absolute MVP season, though. After
the Bills are gonna have something to say with that because the Bills look really good.
Bills are hitting on all cylinders.
They played the Dolphins today, didn't they?
Yeah, it was
Dolphins needed to win to like get in or something. Yeah, and they crushed. Yeah,
they what is it now? They need the Colts to lose. They need the Colts to lose against Jacksonville.
Yeah, the Colts, and that's not going to happen. The Colts are up 14.
Which the Colts are scoring now. So
yeah.
Yep.
Wow, the Chargers beat the Chiefs. Well, the Chiefs probably rested their starters.
They play Chad Henne.
Okay. I'm about to say, I was looking at the score. Goat. It was 38-21. I was like, what the?
Goat. All right, guys. I guess we can just end it right there. We kind of covered a decent amount of stuff. Just shout out.
Yeah.
And peace. Good shit.
Back next week. See ya.